you.
He's here. Jesse's here.
That's the second time that happened that we're about to play Carmen and the celebs walk in.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Hello, right, boss.
What up, baby?
What it do?
Diddy is in the building looking so fresh and so clean.
We have headphones for Diddy.
Oh, we didn't know you were coming.
And I'm coming.
Why are you walking
around? Yo, artists, let me just say this. When artists show up to our show site, they just wander around the studio until a proper greeting.
Hey. Yes, sir. Diddy is in the building.
But Diddy is here.
How's Eminem?
Oh, okay.
How's Diddy just asked me how Eminem was. First of all, you have no idea how many people hit me up after the MTV Awards to be like, Eminem thanked you. I was like, damn, man.
Yo, Diddy, what's good, man?
What's good, baby?
Can you turn this down? Yo, you're looking. I'm in the big seat now, man. You want your OC back?
Nah, I'm good, sure. Baby. That's yours. Take that.
All the times I've been on Hot 97 with Diddy, he sat here and I was over there in a little room.
In the DJ booth. Yo, so what's good, man? What do we owe this honor?
Just saying what's up.
Just blessing us?
Good morning.
That's beautiful,
good morning,
man.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, no, I felt it was time. I'm about to go back over to LA for like a month, you know what I'm saying, and finish up some things and you know,
before you leave.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch down and speak to my friends before I bounce, you know. Got the new two singles out there.
Yes.
And you know, we're about to be out here you know, beating these streets and you know, out here, you know, making sure the people know what time it is. And you know, I had to start at home though. It's like, yes, it's ceremonial.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
How Rocky stopped at the chapel.
Every time you gotta stop at Hot 97.
You gotta stop at the
well,
chapel,
let's
baby.
Speak on the new records.
Yeah,
I was DJing. I was at the Sean John event. Right when you walked in, I had to leave to go do a comedy show.
That's what's up.
But I was playing the record, the Angels record, which is crazy.
Thank you.
And then the other one, what is it called?
Love Come Down.
And I heard it, and I was like, I never heard this before. And I was like, yo, this got an ill vibe to it. I was talking to Big Cap.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this got an ill vibe to it. And I was like, is it just because I'm in the Sean John store? And Cap was like, nah, this is a hot record. This is a hot record. And I was like, I was a little dancing to it.
Yeah.
That's the newer one. That's not the one with the J track. That's the other one.
Yes, that's the other one.
Well, I want to talk about the J one.
You want to start with the J one?
I saw you record that on Making the Band.
Yeah.
And I was like, is Diddy singing? Like, really singing?
Yeah, right?
But now, here's the thing, this thing that bothers me. Jay has a record called Death of Auto-Tune.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a record in which you use Auto-Tune over a Jay beat.
Is that a subliminal? That little sublime?
Nah, I didn't, be honest, I didn't use Auto-Tune on that. People think that.
Come on.
I swear to God, it's a flanger on there.
It's just a flange?
Flanger. People don't understand that Auto-Tune is one of many thousands of vocal effects that you can use. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Auto-tune can't make you all of a sudden be able to sing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of time, if they hear any effect on a vocal, people, just because they're not producers, they just assume that it's auto-tune.
Nowadays they call it auto-tune.
Yeah.
That's like the slang term almost.
It's an effect. No, that's a flanger. Auto-tune is more like what T-Pain uses,
right?
Or like Lil Wayne.
It's like a
grogglier sound. I've used it on like three tracks on the album, but the whole album, I don't have like a whole auto-tune album. But I also, you know, for the record, don't have a problem with auto-tune. You know what I'm saying? As a producer, I like the effect. I like the sound of it. And to each his own. You know what I'm saying?
And you use one of Jay's like a New York classic track, a track that's so hard about Brooklyn.
Yeah. But I just did what my style was. I didn't come out here and was doing with Drake or following suit to what was hot. I did what I'm known for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm known for knowing how to, at the right time, pick that emotional beat that'll give you that feeling. And it was important to me to represent where I come from. I come from New York. And it was a whole spiritual connection that's on that record. The record is called Angels, and it's about me and what I do every day. I talk to my angels every day. Like, the voices that are in my head, I don't view it as my conscience or me talking to myself. I view it as
Who, the Twitter people you talk to?
Nah. It's just the people that I feel protect me, the people that I've lost.
Like actual people that you've lost.
Yeah, friends that aren't here. But that's my personal belief. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's play it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's play the record now.
Can we play that extended version? You got that?
Oh, Diddy.
It's on that CD you gave me?
I would expect nothing less than Diddy to want to hear the extended version.
Let's play the 9-minute Bad Boy remix.
No. It's just the intro.
The intro
explains the record. I mean, Come on, Rose. I listen to you every weekend. Come on, man.
Wow. All right, yeah. Let's do that. Let's
High 97.
Diddy deserves the extended one, man. Let's
Diddy is
that.
Here.
He got you.
Did you say hi to K-Fox?
Yes. What's up, K-Fox?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Let's
How
go,
are you?
Man. Diddy is here, ladies and gentlemen.